A man wanted in a violent attack on a Toronto woman and her daughter in 2018 is the first person to ever be successfully extradited from Guyana to Canada to face charges, reports in the Guyanese press say. The case dates back to November 23, 2018, when a man entered a residence at Eglinton Avenue and McCowan Road and assaulted a woman before stabbing a 16-year-old female numerous times. Reports at the time said the incident took place at a sixth-floor apartment and the man immediately fled the scene. The teenage girl, who survived, was initially taken to Sick Kids Hospital without vital signs and significant stab and slash wounds to her neck, face and shoulders, police said at the time. The woman was in serious but non-life-threatening condition with a head injury. Police did not reveal the exact relationship between the attacker and the victims but said they were known to each other. Harry Rajkumar, then 46, became the subject of a Canada-wide warrant and was seen about a month later on security footage at an ATM near a casino in Niagara Falls. Arrested in Guyana, the Guyanese citizen had been sought by authorities since then and was featured as one of Canada's most wanted in the BOLO program that offers rewards for information on fugitives. On Deck 20, 2024, Rajkumar was located and arrested by authorities in the South American country based on information provided by Interpol. He was detained until arrangements were made to transport him back to Canada. Reports from Guyana say Rajkumar's extradition was expedited after he waived his right to a hearing and consented to return to Canada. This past Thursday, Rajkumar was arrested and charged in Toronto with attempted murder, two counts each of aggravated assault, assault with a weapon and failing to comply with recognizance, as well as one count of disobeying a court order and one count of failing to appear in court. He was scheduled to appear at the Toronto Regional Bail Centre on Friday. None of the allegations have been tested in court and Rajkumar is considered innocent until proven guilty.